Bank of Cardiff, this is Kara.
Yes, Kara, good afternoon. This is Robert Evans, Canyon Capital recorded line.
Oh, hey, Robert. I'm glad I finally caught you.
Oh, I know, right? We're playing phone tag there for a little bit. Let's see here. Let me get one second here. Let me open up an email here. Was this call in regards to the two different signatures on the one application?
Yeah, I think they're just actually generated wrong because in our system we just put all the owners, even though some of them aren't needed, and so both thought they had to sign, but we just have 100% ownership. I'm not sure why that's a problem. If anything, okay. I would think that would be better.
Hey, oh, no, completely understand. Normally with the contracts, it just has just the one person, whoever's credit was ran for it, which I believe was Kelly's. So that might be why the underwriter questioned it, but I can definitely find that out and see what's going on. Let me try to pull up the email from the underwriter real quick while I have you on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Yeah, the underwriter came back and said they needed additional proof of ownership for Kelly, and then it said contract. Why do we have two signatures on the contract? But I can let her know that, I mean, all we needed was Kelly's because she was on the original contract and she was the one whose credit was pulled, correct?
Yeah, I believe so.
Okay, let me here. I've got about four screens open in front of me. Let me get to the correct one I need here. I can open this up and I believe it was Kelly's that was on it. Let's see. And of course, this time of day, my computer decides to slow down on me. What I can let me reach out to the underwriter and let them know. I mean, we only needed Kelly's on there. You know, why would there be a question or a problem with both of them being on there? Because we only needed the one. So I'll find out about that. But if you could also find some additional proof of ownership for Kelly.
Yeah, I should be able to get the tax return or something and send that in.
Yeah, if you could get that, like the K-1 or something on the tax return with that, that would be perfect. If you could send that in for me, and in the meantime, I will find out why they're questioning the two signatures. I mean, all we really need is one on it, but I don't see why it would be a problem if both were on there. I mean, two separate pages if both were on it, if all the other information was correct. But let me find that out, and then I will get back to you. If not this afternoon, I will get back to you first thing in the morning on it, or I'll at least send you an email before I leave tonight.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you. Bye.
Bye.